Kitab Shin Chof Ches Sifri Zayin. So that's again. Here he discussed halachas of Vaychel Shein B'Sakana. What exactly is permitted? So we said clearly that through a non-Jew, we could have a non-Jew even do an Issur D'Oraisa for the Chel Shein B'Sakana. A Jew cannot do an Issur D'Oraisa. Even if it has to come as Aver, a Jew cannot do an Issur D'Oraisa. Okay. Now, the question is, can a Yisrael do Issurim D'Rabbanan for the Tzarech? So those are two givens. We know that a non-Jew is permitted for the Chel Shein B'Sakana to do even Malacha D'Oraisa. We know that Yisrael cannot do any malacha deraisa, even if it's a kind of saver, he can't do malacha deraisa. I do want to point out that there is our shittas which hold that tzakanas aver allows you to be over other yisurim deraisa, but not Shabbos. Shabbos is more chomer. There are our shittas and our which hold like that, and it could be they're actually followed in halacha. Now, when it comes to a Jew doing a Malacha D'Rabbanan, so some say, the first opinion says, that's mutter for a Jew to do a D'Rabbanan. Straight. No Sekhana Zeber, yes Sekhana Zeber doesn't make a difference, you'll have to do it straight. That's the first Shita, and that's based on a Rambam.
What would there have to be if not Sekhana Zeber?
Chalash, he's not for the Mishkav. Without Sekhana Zeber. Okay, the second opinion is that if there's a Sekhana Zeber, then the Yisrael can do an Issur D'Rabbanan, and if there's not a Sekhana Zeber, Yisrael cannot do an Issur D'Rabbanan. That was the second opinion. Third opinion said that if there's a Sekhana Zeber, Yisrael can do an Issur D'Rabbanan, like you just said. And if there's no Sekhana Zeber, you still could do it with a Shinui. So the first, there was number two said, can't do a period, even with a Shinui. Third opinion says that you could do it with a Shinui. And the fourth opinion differentiated in the Rabbanans. Some of the Rabbanans are more Chomer than other Rabbanans, and we have to differentiate between the different types of the Rabbanans. And with Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch says that the Divrei Hasura Hashlish is Nirin. The third opinion is the one which we follow. This is the Ramban Shita, that if there's Sekhanas Eivor, we can do it Issur D'Rabbanan. If there's no Sekhanas Eivor, we can do it Ayin Eish Shinui. Okay. Then the Ramah added that the needs of a sakana of a katan have a lacha like chel shein b'sakana. So if we need, we can tell a goy to do an issur d'oraisa for the tzarech of a katan. That's number one that he added. Number two that he added is the chel himself has no more heter than any other Jew. And the third thing that he added was when the non-Jew was doing a malacha, let's say, which is on the body of the Jew, and the Jew has to, for example, he's putting medicine on into the person's eye, so the Jew has to open his eye, etc., those type of things. Where the Jew is helping, the help of the Jew is not considered as significant. The main thing is the goy doing the main malacha, so that's not a... okay. Okay, now Zok the Mishnah Berurah Memhei. So cut Memhei. Vein b'sakana, he's not for the Mishkan, but there's no sakana. Some are sakana is mavis. There's no threat to life. Vein yesh b'sakana. So ever alert whether there's a threat to a limb or not, but there's no threat to life. Okay, so the halacha is armor lenei Yehud. We can tell a goy. Now, v'davka k'shesorach l'rehufu b'shabbos atzma. This heter is you can tell the goy to do it because we need it done here now on Shabbos. Hakash ain't sorach law b'Shabbos. Yamtenu b'Tishabbos. But if it's something which is not necessarily on Shabbos, you say, well, the goy, it's just the goy, you know, it's just the goy doing it, you can't tell the goy to do it on Shabbos. There's no one really need to do it on Shabbos. You can wait till Motzei Shabbos. To have a goy do malacha deraisa for the chayla, something which can wait, so you wait. Obviously, if there's any danger, you're not allowed to say, well, wait till it's a Shabbos. We said before, you don't do that. We tell the goy lasses the refua. I feel bimalacha deraisa. So the Shechonar did not say explicitly malacha deraisa, but it's clear from what he's saying. He means even malacha deraisa, because he says the Jew can't do malacha deraisa, which means the goy could. Not only is it permitted to do refua, but whatever else the chela would need, if that's considered a need of the chela, which is important for the chela's needs, since it's not refua, but it's important he should eat something, and this way he will be able to regain his strength, etc. So if that's what's necessary, he can cook and bake, etc. Okay, but the Yisrael can't do any malacha deraisa, even if there's a kana saver. Memches. I feel the hut of Yisrael laver alisa deraisa calls man shena gather because nevesh mamish. It has to be life threatening in order for him to be over in his deraisa. Even though it has a kana saver, ein lebasivav usiftes the yesh evorim should not gather because nevesh. We did mention before there are some evorim, which the danger to the eye, we saw in certain types of wounds and other parts of the body, besides affecting that aver, affect the whole body, and they create pikuach nefesh. Within kiyatzim zeh b'shari avorim, the same thing would be true, therefore, in any other limb of the body, imarif or mershim lo yirapu ha'aver yuchol lo b'li pikuach nefesh. So if the doctor says that this illness, which right now is in his foot, is life, it can be life-threatening, so we deal with it as life-threatening, obviously. The Shartzian's footnote is Pasha, this is obvious. I guess it was important for him to point it out, but I guess it's still obvious. Now, for a Jew to do an Isidra upon him, So the first opinion says that if you're talking about any derabbanan, without doing any shinoi, so the first opinion says it's all mutter, because makom chelo legosu chazal did not make the isurim derabbanan in the case of when a person is ill. So first opinion says, I feel a sakana saver, it's mutter. I feel a dimyesh was gonna say, I feel a rakla aver echad, the choladeus, the vadmadeachar and ayin sham, mutli solachalla, bechalashwusim, the refuase. So opinions 1, 2, and 3 agree that sakana saver allows malacha derbanan to be done. Right? Even though the rest of the body is not affected by it at all, if this part of the body isn't being endangered, so opinions 1, 2, and 3 over here say that you can do the malacha d'rabbanan. Okay. Kazav chayodim. Kazav shemutu lasas ayirei Yisrael b'cher l'shem b'sakarno. Filo yochel lasas ayirei ein Yehudi mutter. I'm not mechiv to get a goy instead. Chazal weren't gozer, this iser. So it's not like the rices where we had before that the Ramah said the minhag is if you can get a goy, get a goy. But here we're dealing with the Rabbanan. So Chazal said, we said it's us, and we said in this situation it's mutter. So there's no inyan mechlal of asking a goy to do. Unless you're not sure it's considered chel Hashem b'sakana. But if once you know that, it's mutter. So even though there's no sakana saver, the first opinion says even that's a kind of saver. Okay, Adaliel Reishasivkoi means, but he is ill. Shuchayla shenafal mishkav. Oshem itzar harbe b'chol obin zekol agufa. So he is ill to the point where he's in bed, or his whole body is weak because he's ill because of it. So then, the first opinion says Yisrael can do a Issur Rabbanan directly for him, nothing to do with it, even though there's no one danger to any limb. Now, but he only has pain in one part of his body and it doesn't affect the rest of the body. There's no danger to that limb. Then you can only have a goy do it. Now, what's permitted for that situation is a goy doing a drabonon. So it's a combination of two drabonons, a goy doing an isid drabonon. That's permitted even with just a mixus chayli. So we brought this idea up before that tsar would allow a goy to do an isid rabbanon. So without giving him a din of a chayli that he's nafal l'mishkav, etc., we still would be permitted. Okay. Now the second opinion said that if there's a tzikonis aver, you're allowed to do an isurim derabanan, and if there's not, you can't remain by nun gimel. After who hakel kol aguf, even though he's going back in the beginning of the sif, that person is enough for the mishka because of this illness, but there's no limb which is threatened, endangered, so therefore you cannot do an isur derabanan for it. According to this opinion, number two, the day is that a Jew cannot do it himself, even with a shinoi. Now, imloy hecha the efshar lasses ayirei nihudi murder the day shlishi is the mutar ayirei yisrael b'shinoi. He does agree to the third opinion that with a shinoi it's mutar if no non-Jew is available. Okay, and the third opinion says that if there's sakana saver, do it straight, the rabbanon straight. If there's no sakana saver, you do it with a shinui. Nundala is a shinui. Here's the rabbanon. You're doing an isid rabbanon with a shinui is mutter. You do not need to look for a it goy. Okay, now the fourth opinion said. It depends on what type of malacha. There are certain malachas which are nismach le malacha deraisa. They're sort of like connected to a malacha deraisa. So those you cannot do. And something which is not nismach le malacha deraisa is mutter even without sakana sefer. And the ones which are nismach le malacha deraisa, even with sakana sefer are also. So he does not differentiate between sakana sefer one way or the other. What he differentiates between, again, obviously the person is nafal mishkov, is two types of the different types of the rabbanans. So just to recap, opinion number one says there's no difference between aver and not aver, it's always mutter. Opinion number four says no difference between aver and aver, or not aver, some of the rabbanans are osur and some are mutter. Opinions number two and number three differentiate between skanas aver and not skanas aver. Number two says skanas aver you do. Number three also says skanas aver you do. And number two says without skanas aver you can't do. And number three says without skanas aver you can do with a shinui. Nitzach l'mlocha d'raisa nun hei. For example, k'on lichol ayin b'savachel l'shein b'sakana k'leo b'sevtes shu k'koy sev. So putting in this. Now, literally, mascara was it was type of a medication. I mean, it could also be done for the purpose of it would go into the eye, but it would. It's like kosev. You're putting some coloration there.
Wouldn't that be
surveyor? There's no tzvi on the goof.
Kosev,
it's not true. We had a case before we were kosher for tzevei anaguf. Nishin gimel. It was a tzevei anaguf. Not sure why it was compared to kosev. I don't know. It's a good question. And someone which is Abraham Semach Lamalacha, so we'll have later on, he's going to give some examples of the Rabbonans, which are referred to as not Semach Lamalacha. It gives a few different cases of moving different parts of the sort of manipulating certain parts of the body, etc., back into their place. These are which means the ikur is an iser of the dechol. So sarachali we're matir it. Like we saw this somewhat amorphous, nebulous concept called Uvdudachal, we met a few times before, that it was certain things you don't do because they're wheat type of things. Those things are not based on the concept of a malacha, so those are mutter to do for a chayla. Shvaras Lishis is Iker, Hanashem mutter lasses a filo kol ha-shvusim v'rak al yedei shino. You'll do any derbonon with a shinoi. If the whole body is ill, you have to do malachot rabbanon, even without a shini for sakana sefer, and even a suffix sakana sefer would also have that heter. So besides the machaber being machriya like that, so the taz morgan rum the grow all the side. Support that. Now, what about the one exception to this is Malacha Shenetzich L'Gufa. Malacha Shenetzich L'Gufa, we pass it, is not the Raisa, like Reb Shimon. It's the Rabbanon. The question is, there's a Ran which says the Malacha Shenetzich L'Gufa, where the action is exactly the exact same ma'aseh as a ma'aseh of a malacha d'oraisa, and the only defining element is what your intent is for. I'm doing it not for the purpose of the malacha d'oraisa. For example, the Mora says a person goes and digs a hole. So, digging a hole to use the hole is either going to be the malacha of choresh, if I want to plant something in it, or if it's in, let's say, in a house, they have a dirt floor, etc., I'm going to build something. It's part of bone. But I don't need the hole. I just need the dirt. So my goal isn't the hole. My goal is the dirt. That's called Malach Shenetzich L'Gufa. So that's the exact same Maisa, but since my purpose defines whether it's Malach or not. So that already is a more Chomer D'Gut Rabbanon, because the Maisa is exactly the same as the Raisa of the Malach, so that we're not Mekalan. So the Moshe putting out the Nair, we hold Kibui Nair. If you're not doing it in order to get, putting out a candle, if you're not doing it in order to use, I'm just doing Kibui, I'm just extinguishing it. So the Moshe says that when is it considered Sricha L'Gufa, that I need the act itself. If I want to make the wick more usable, the next time I light it, it'll light more quickly, so I'm trying to make the charcoal at the top of the wick, that's called Sricha L'Gufa. Otherwise, it's not Tzricha L'Gufa. So putting out the candle that the Chayla should sleep, the Chayla is only Drabonon. So a Jew should be allowed to do it. According to this, a Jew should be allowed to do this. By Skanas Eivra, she's allowed to do it. And with not Skanas Eivra, she should do it with a Shino. But we pass him that the law is, a Jew can't do it. Because it's this concept that Moch Shenetzich L'Gufa is basically a ma'isa, a malacha d'oraisa with a kavana, we don't want to get involved in that. Okay. Nunchas. Now we said we allowed to tell a goy to do cook something for a child. That's the child's need. That we did a chelash ein bo sakana. So we have a goy do even malacha d'oraisa for the tzarich of the child. Mutter, so the goy can cook it. Now, if the child wants the mother to feed him, as opposed to the goy taking this concoction which he made, which for a Jew, not the chara, that should be it's muksa. But if that's what the child needs, the child needs. If the goy milked the cow, which is malacha d'oraisa, and then he cooked it up the milk or whatever he made, so it's mamash muksa. I will give them to tell us muksa. She's moving muksa. That's what the child needs. That's going to be mut.
But is there an isur of hana from that then? Once you're allowed to move it?
No, there's no isur hana because the only isur we had is that when a goy does malacha, the tzarech acharla, which is mutter, another Jew can't benefit from it because he might end up doing it more for the extra for the other Jew. Okay, he's inclined door that you need to do with a shinui. Now, kazabachayadim, tzarkli zorshal liten hamaychu ba'atzim l'kter. The Jew shouldn't put the food into the pot because there's a brayso which says echad noisin mayim echad shayfeses hakdera rishon potter avolaser. That we're talking about the tzarich of the tinnik, chelchem b'sakana. It's not sakana zaver, but it's the chelchem b'sakana. So there's an issur d'rabbanon. The brayso says the brayso goes to a series of people which are involved in a cooking process. The first person puts the water. The second one puts the pot on the fire. The third one adds the meat, and the fourth one turns on the fire. The fourth one is chayiv. Everybody else is potter avolaser. I'll do that. So the Yisrael shouldn't be doing that.
What's
Shofes? Shofes is placing the pot. Okay. What's the test? But when the guy is doing it, the Yisrael is allowed to say, yeah, yeah. Now, Mutal the Chalil says the Chalil is a lot of help. It sounds like only the Chalil. So, Lav Davka Chalil, who did Acher, Adurcha the Mosanokar. If we meet another Jew also helping him in a way which is insignificant, would also be Mutal. Because Messiah Ben Mamish, Messiah takes a lot of help a little bit. Hano Hechesh Balav Hachinam Mis Abdo Elam Shemesiah Mat. Messiah means, halachically, helping means that it would be possible without it, but this makes it easier. The goy is putting the medication into the eye. And the Jew is blinking his eye to help the medication get in. However, if the Yisrael is directly involved in the malacha, without him it would not happen. So then he's taking an active role in the malacha. And, fine. That's also. Ramash, the feel of the malacha, the rice of Messiah and Ramamish. Now, by the way, this rule of Messiah and Ramamish even applies to malacha, the rice. In Ramamish, I'm a thousand masha kosta. Is there a vine leo, but Shabur, Siv, Kotten, Yer Alev, Shahar, Be'achrenim, Cholkim, Alev. Okay, what's that? Right, the Taz is machber, the Messiah Yeshba Mamish. There was the case was helping the goy take out the tooth. So the goy is taking out the tooth out of the Yisrael's mouth. The Yisrael is obviously involved. He opens his mouth. He's Messiah. So the Taz was machber on that. And he's saying the Maisa that the Pesach is not like the Taz. That's Mutter. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So why do we really differentiate between Sakana Skuf and Sakana Saver? There's ramifications to allowing the body to deteriorate in some manner or another. So why is that not that long term effect not considered? Why is that not a factor on person's well-being also?
Well, again, the halacha is pikuach nefesh l'teicha. So right now, you know, our doctors are telling us that the person's life is not threatened, but he might end up because of this. One of his limbs will become withered.
Yeah.
Right. You know. Yeah. Eventually, everybody's going to die. You know,
yeah, but if it shortens a person's life, it's not a certainty, but it's a likelihood. So why is that?
But that's something which is that's not quantifiable. That's saying this point together with X amount of other things happen in the next 50 years, so he'll die at the age of 72 instead of 75. That's not called pikuach nefesh,
mm-hmm.
Right?
If it was quantifiable, let's say if there, you know, some weird way of doing that, would that factor in then?
It's theoretically possible.
Yeah.
What?
In other words, the pikuach nefesh, we see the pikuach nefesh doesn't mean that the life is threatened immediately. If I don't take action right now, in a week from now he's gonna die. And if I do take action, he won't die. So that's also called pikuach nefesh. And a lot of him chal Shabbos. If I need to do that action now to save his life in a week from now, I'm allowed to do that. So what about if it's 2 weeks from now? What about if it's 2 months from now? What about if it's 3 years from now? Right? Theoretically, it should be the same thing. There's no difference in a week from now, and no difference in Sunday and a week from Sunday or 10 years from Sunday. Right?
Okay.
The Torah says, but 10 years from Sunday is not a real reality. We have no such concept. You know, we can't. Some of the other factors which are going to play a role. That's not. But if I could say that this clearly would do that theoretically, I mean, it would be the same thing. Okay, Yud Ches. Hikas Dam Nitzdanim. So the person let blood, and now he got chilled. So that's considered a sakana. And therefore, Oslo Madur, we can make a fire for him. I feel a bit tchuvas. Tom was even in the middle of the summer. Summer bays. Hikas Dam Nitzdanim. Mishum the stakana hu bestam. We assume that that's considered life threatening. I feel like Yisrael. Sure, that's more to even having a Jew do that. Who didn't the shachar l'shesh with stakana? Any one of the life threatening illnesses in karloy. If the patient starts becoming cold, osim madur lischamim. We want to keep him warm. The stam chelam masukan huetzotzina. The body being chilled is considered dangerous and life threatening for a patient who has his life threatened. That extra danger to the stress in the body is significant. But that's something which if you have a non-Jew available, you would do through a non-Jew. Okay. Your test. Chelashem is allowed to eat food cooked by a non-Jew. So even though Yisrael was not involved in the process of cooking, so normally that's going to be also al special akum. So in this situation, on Shabbos we don't have an option of the Yisrael cooking. So Chazal did not apply the iser of bishul akum. Okay, sif cut and some gimbal. But the bishul enim Yehudim. Valvagav the bishari said the rabbanon oser luchel l'shem mesakana lechabal ishtar is l'shem mesakana is not allowed to eat iserim the rabbanon. Kedisa biyardeya simikufnun hey shani bishulei en mihudim shani isurim machmas atzmoi. He says Chazal asked bishulei en mihudim because it comes to mixing with the goyim. It's not that there's some itself is really the problem. It's just what it. So Chazal make all for the tzarech of the chela. Gamal chela mavarchalav. Therefore, the chela would make a bracha on it. The b'terek kochel. He's eating it in as heter. Mashishla Motzei Shabbos, also filo chal atzma. However, once Motzei Shabbos comes, cannot eat it. Kimishavshir levashir lo yaoz ayadei Yisrael, because now there's no need for him to eat it. V'kelim shal b'shula enim yehudim tzichim hechsher. Now the law is that bishul akum creates a law of isser on kelim. It's like an isser d'rabbanan absorbed in the walls, so the kelim needs to be kashered. I feel clear is that you cannot kasher, so you got to attend to the kli. Now, but I'm sorry. Normally, kicheres you cannot kasher. So what's going to happen over there? Bishalakim is going to ask the kelim. We're making the following: kiman the ikir isura en elamin rabbanon. Since bishalakim is not, it's not a chashash of a deraisa type of certain rabbanon. The word gzeir, you'll come to the rice, etc. This is a freestanding rabbanon. Don't eat goyish food because you might come to get too friendly with the goyim. So Chazal Remeikel Dayim Magilo Shalosh Pamim. You do the Hagolah passes three times. Okay, so it's mutter. But you have it in Bishul Boy Beli Hagolah V'yesh Baroiv B'Tavshel Mutter. It's built a Baroiv. If even though you don't have 60, it's built a Baroiv. V'yesh V'gol Men Tzichem Hechsher Klal. Some say that in this scenario, where the goy cooked it on Shabbos. So what's the case? If the goy cooked it on Shabbos, we're saying that the chayla is allowed to eat it on Shabbos. But it's best if it's bishalakum, which means a Jew couldn't, a regular healthy person could not eat it. And in Motzei Shabbos, even the chayla himself can't eat it. So it's bishalakum, but it was mutter for the chayla to eat. So, but the kelim are also, because the kelim have absorbed bishalakum. So you have the kasha of the kelim. There's someone say that, listen, since over here it was we allowed the goy to cook for the Jew, so we don't give it a din of bishalakum, then it should ask the kelim. So it says, though that person who relies on them, in this situation, to use the kelim, even though we're not going to actually eat the food, at least in regards to the kelim, there's an opinion. The Shartzin brings an opinion which says that's in the food. There's a sheet that holds the food as mutter motzi Shabbos for other Jews because it wasn't cooked in a way of iser and pishalakum. So at least the guy with the kelim, we could say you could be some, you know, a person who was semichan them. He didn't do something wrong. He has what to rely on.
But why isn't it okay on Shabbos?
According to that opinion, well, on Shabbos you might have a problem of Xer, you might come to do more for the Jew. You can't have another Jew eating, because then next day the guy, when he goes to cook him, he cooked him breakfast. Now he comes to cook him lunch, but makes him more for his friend sitting next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's not mutter. What?
So that's the sheet. The guy cooked,
this meal goofer, we don't know. Maybe next week he'll do it again for him. Yeah.
So, okay. Is there such thing as bishul akum bishul for bishul akum? Like, can you?
Yeah, once it's cooked, reheating is not a problem.
No, I meant, is there a can you Jewify it by taking bishul akum and then taking that whatever they did and using it for a new recipe?
There is bishul in case it wasn't fully cooked and the Jew would finish off the cooking at the end. That would be sufficient. But if it's fully cooked already,
and then to reuse it, that would cause kosher issues with your,
right? Yeah, it wouldn't help.
Okay.
Chof. Einas in yayin, asocha ayin. So one of the refuahs they would put in was they'd put some wine on the eye. So you can't do that. It's obvious. It's for refuah purposes, and it's also. But v'itno agabov, not inside of the eye, but let's say outside of the eye. See, in pesach v'sergar ha'ayin osur. If the Jew is like blinking his eye open and shut to get it inside again, it's obvious he's doing it for refuah purposes, and it's also. V'ed pesach v'sergar ha'ayin. But Pesach was Sager, he's not opening and shutting it, it just flows in by whatever happens. So that's mutter. So there was a refuah which they would take the roik, the saliva of a tofel. A tofel is a person who has not eaten anything during that day. His saliva has a very strong stale flavor to it, right? And they would use it for refuahs. But it was obvious it was done for refuah because nobody would put it on their body. Otherwise, it doesn't smell good. So it's obvious it's for refuah purposes, and therefore it's asur. Mishneh Brura Sekhan Samatal. The Secha Ayin. The Chamili de Hulu Refua Gazer Rabbanim Mishum Shkika Samamonim. Anything which, even though there's, you know, what's Mishneh Brura bothered by? This Refua does not involve any herbs. Right? So, I understand you can't use an herbal concoction which is ground from before Shabbos, Kufeni might come to grind on Shabbos. But here, he's putting wine. There's no grinding involved in wine. Because Al Asad Rafua, because if we allow Rafua, the person might come to grind herbs, other herbs. So anything which is Rafua, because Al Asad. Samachay, if he's opening, shutting his eyes.
Is it better that there's no, I mean, even though the person applying it is using his hands, but it's less connected to the hands? Or is that not a concern?
It doesn't make a difference. Does mucha milsa the refuah? If it's obviously doing it for refuah, so that's also. By opening and shutting, even though you put the wine not directly in the eye, it's still obvious and it's also. But if he just puts it on, he doesn't open and shut his eyes, and some flows in, that's mutter. The meaning of the rechitz of alma hudavid. He's just doing it to wash with it. Therefore, nowadays we don't use wine for washing ourselves. It's going to be aser. Roik tofel. It means a person does not taste anything from the time he awakened. Shuch chazak. It's strong. A very strong flavor to it. His intent is for refuah. Nobody would use that to wash their body. Okay. Person washes his mouth, he rinses out his mouth. And then he takes that water and rubs in his eyes. Even though the saliva is mixed in there. That's not obvious. The meaning of the rechitza, but it's possible. He's just washing himself with that. He's just being very conservative on his water. If a person finds just his eyes, not because he's ill, but just he has difficulty opening his eyes in the morning, and he wants to take his saliva and wet his eyes and thereby open up his eyes, that's not called refuah, helping the person open his eyes. Obviously, it's only also if you're talking about a refuah element, but there's no refuah element over there, so it's mutter. Okay, so we finished through Sif Chaf.